It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. What comes to your mind when you think of the theater, the kind that hosts plays and stage productions? Maybe you think of a traditional proscenium arch, wood floor, red curtains, an orchestra pit, or maybe a black box theater, dark walls, simple floors, seats all around the stage. Bloomington Normal's Nomad Theater Company breaks not just the fourth wall, but the first, second, and third wall as well, bringing its plays to places that fit what they're performing. Imagine plays about bars at an actual cocktail lounge, or plays hosted in an antique barn on an actual farm. Its current production is quite literally taking the theater to court. Order in the Court, which opened last weekend and has a few more performances this coming weekend, is being hosted at the Governor Pfeiffer Courtroom at the McLean County Museum of History. Joining me now to talk about that are the theater artists who co-founded Nomad, Connie Blick and Kristen Monson. Connie, Kristen, welcome to the 21st show. Congratulations on the new production.
Thank you so much. We're really excited to be here.
Thanks. It's great.
And listeners, you can join the conversation just for the last 14 minutes or so of the show at 800-222-9455. What do you think of the idea of hosting plays on location? Maybe you've seen a stage production hosted in an unusual space, or you just have questions about putting on a production like this. Again, 800-222-9455. All right, Kristen, what is a play gain from being performed in a space that is true to the setting of the story?
Great question. So the reason we founded Nomad Theater is because we wanted to have our audience really immersed in the theater experience. So by allowing audience members to come into a space that's not the traditional theater space, kind of lets them understand, you know, the very specific nature of that play and what it just really immerses them in that actual like real world of where that might take place. And, you know, whereas in a traditional theater space, you kind of have to like suspend your belief that you're in a courtroom. And for example, this, you know, current show, you're actually in a courtroom. So you're really immersed into that location.
Connie, where did the idea for Nomad come from?
Yeah, a few years ago, a bit of pre-COVID, Kristen and I were brainstorming. We actually were a part of something called Sticky in the Sticks, where we produced bar plays in Normal. That was a successful run for a few years. And when that stopped, we missed it. I think the community loved it. We said that was a really great piece and niche in our community. Let's bring it back. Let's do something different. And Kristen said, what if we just did plays not just in a bar, but what if we expanded that anywhere? Theater can happen anywhere. So through that idea, we met over a glass of wine and started Nomad Theater Company, you know, just a few months pre-COVID. Back in 2019, and came up with the idea to have our first immersive play be in a bar, sort of with homage to Sticky in the Sticks, kind of where it all began. So we kind of call Nomad a reincarnation of that, or re-envisioning of what that was. And here we are. We've performed in a lot of different places since then. Gardens, we've brought theater to people's homes. It's just been a great adventure so far.
Kristen, your collaborator mentioned COVID-19. How did the pandemic shape the development of Nomad? Because it did come so early in the group's history.
It sure did. I mean, we had just, like Connie just mentioned, we had done the bar plays, and then we had just finished a series of plays in the McLean County Arts Center called The Art Show. And then literally the day after, we went into lockdown. And I think the pandemic gave us two things. It gave us time to evaluate what we had done because we had just kind of done it really quickly as this passion project. And then it gave us time to reinvent how people experience theater through digital media. And so we did several things during COVID. We did the Ghostlight Project, which was, we connected with people all over the country to create monologues about the pandemic. And then we also, you know, when it got a little bit opened up more, we took plays into people's yards, and we, you know, did the front porch plays, which brought theater to other people. I think so it gave us time, but also gave us a chance to connect with people from all over the country digitally and all over the community digitally.
And let's talk about the creative process then, Connie, and I'll start with you. How do you start one of these productions?
Well, Kristen and I usually get together and we have about 150 ideas that we have to narrow down into about four or five. And we kind of really, it starts with the venue. I think that with site-specific theater, our partnerships with the community are so important. There's a lot of plays, published plays that do take place in one location, but to take, just for instance, an apartment or a hotel room. But for us, for Nomad, to be able to really bring that play into a location that can A, seat an audience where we cannot interrupt the flow of the business of that location. There's a lot more elements that we have to think about when we're deciding what kind of shows we want to produce and our next venue. So we really do kind of start with our venues. And, they kind of that inspiration comes from a lot of different places. It might be Kristen and I might have attended an event before in a location we didn't even know existed in our city and said, gosh, we can see a play happening here. Or, with the History Museum and Order in the Court, we knew that courtroom existed, that they've done plays in there before. And we thought this would be a great venue because we knew they had previous partnerships with theater before. So we start kind of with a venue and go from there. In many ways, I think this season we really did start with the locations first. Maybe there's been places that have suggested, hey, we'd love to have you here. And then we kind of decide, is there a full-length play that could fit here? Or, do we do original submissions where we put a call out to playwrights to submit something specific to us? Lots of levels, I think, when it comes to
Yeah, Kristen,
deciding.
let's talk about that. So, and correct me if I misunderstand here, but you do work, I don't know, fully exclusively, mostly exclusively with local playwrights. Not so you're not, taking Arthur Miller, 12 Angry Men, and putting it in the courtroom, right?
Well, we do have a lot of local playwrights that have submitted, but we do have a national submission process. So we get plays from all over the country. So we have the plays that we've produced. We have a submission process. We have a play reading committee that reads them, that then gets narrowed down. And then the director and Connie and I read the finalists and then choose the slate of plays that will be going up. So we have been fortunate to have some of those playwrights travel many, many hundreds of miles to come and see their plays produced. But then on the other hand, this year we are also doing our first published play. It's not Arthur Miller, but it is a published full-length play that we're doing called Paint Night. So that'll be our first foray into doing a licensed piece of work. We've been really relying on wonderful creative playwrights for 10-minute and 20-minute one-act plays up until this point.
Is that an artistic decision, a financial decision, some combination thereof?
I think
Go ahead, Cody.
a combination thereof for sure. I think while we started Nomad in 2019, we really became a nonprofit theater recently, just a year and a half ago. So this is just our second official season as a nonprofit. And so I think to start, we had a very small nest egg. So to start, I think it was, based on funding. Rights cost money. And I think that to kind of get the word out about what we do, doing the 10-minute play format was it's also easily digestible. And so I think it's what really audience do like to see, to learn about us with.
What are some of the challenges you've encountered in producing these things, right? Do you have full control over the space? Are there strangers wandering through sometimes? And so, I could imagine, especially when you were doing them in shows in bars, or are they sort of locked down for this?
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of challenges. I mean, the first challenge I can think of, and Connie, you can follow up with this, is that we don't have a permanent home space. So rehearsal space for us is really difficult. So we've been fortunate to have some organizations, have space available for us to rehearse. And then moving the actors into the performance space, they have to adapt very quickly to a space that they have not been rehearsing in. So that's the first one that comes to my mind. Connie, what else do you think?
Yeah, I mean, and I would say too, it really just depends on the location. For the bar, we've been lucky because the places we have performed in have had kind of a separate room, but we are dealing with People who kind of walk into these locations and don't know what's going on. But to us, that is a great challenge to us. That's a way they come in, they see a play happening, and it's like, oh, this is theater. It can happen anywhere. And that's part of our mission. We want people to know that theater can happen anywhere. It's an enjoyable experience and it's something different. But I would say just adapting to the different locations where not everything is step by step the same for each production, like you might be used to with a home theater. Always something new is thrown at us that we have to adapt to. But for sure, the challenge of the actors adapting to the performance space, literally just 1 or 2 days in that performance space that they have. But they're amazing. Everyone just they jump right in and become immersed in it. So
All right, in the time we have left, which is just about 4 minutes, maybe a little less, let's talk about Order in the Court. It's set in a courtroom, as the name suggests, and actually will be performed in a courtroom at the County Museum of History, as I said earlier. What can someone who goes to see this expect?
Why don't
Oh,
you
wow.
take that?
Oh, sure. They can expect a beautiful location. I mean, the Museum of History is absolutely beautiful. They can expect 8 diverse plays that really start kind of in the past. There's actually one that is written specifically about McLean County history. So there's one play that is true that starts in the past. And then by the 8th play at the end, it's sort of a look into a dystopian future. So they can really expect a wide range of plays that really are thought-provoking, make you think, and are a true immersive experience into seeing what these cases would be like, in a courtroom.
And how have audiences responded to these, seeing these shows in non-traditional settings? And maybe, Kristen, I'll send this one back to you.
Oh yeah, I mean that's the best part is watching the audiences react. We at Nomad do a really great job, I think, of really immersing people from the language that they get in their ticket, email confirmation about being summoned to court, to coming into the courtroom and seeing, there we have a courtroom artist that's sketching our VIPs in the jury box, and their eyes light up that they love the plays. They're always, chatting about what their favorite one was. That's my favorite part is listening to the comments from from our fans that keep returning back, they keep coming back for more. So I think we've had just a great response for this show.
Connie, I understand this is the first production of the season. What else is Nomad working on for the months ahead?
Yeah, we have a couple detour projects coming up. And detour projects are kind of one night only small events that don't aren't a fully produced play. So we have Pop-Up Her Story, which will take place at the Normal Public Library in the Bloomington Public Library, where it's women from history that come alive, women from books that come alive. And we also have something called Mamalogues, which is powerful storytelling by women. And for our other 2 full-length shows in the season, which Kristen mentioned before, we have Paint Night by Carrie Krim, which is set, it's like a paint and sip night, where a group of women go and they go to an event where they're all painting the same picture, but laughs and stories ensue, which is a really funny, emotional, charming play. And then our last show in the season is called Honey Down on Honeydew Acres, which takes place in a cedar barn at farm here in Normal called Honeydew Acres. So we're really excited for that one, and that one's happening in May of 2026.
Order in the Court is Nomad Theatre Company's latest production. It has one more set of shows this coming weekend, Thursday the 25th through Saturday the 27th. It's at the Governor Pfeiffer Courtroom at the McLean County Museum of History. We'll have more information on Nomad and its shows on our website, 21stshow.org. For now, Connie Blick and Kristen Monson, co-founders, chair and vice chair, respectively, thanks for sharing your work with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you
Thanks
so
so
much,
much.
Anne.
Thanks so much.
Coming up tomorrow on The 21st Show, scientist Kat Bohannon says for years her field frequently ignored the complex realities of what it means to be a woman and how women came to be. Her book aims to tell that story. It's called Eve, How the Female Body Drove 200 Million Years of Human Evolution. That's coming up tomorrow on The 21st Show, which is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Kulsum Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. I mentioned our texting group earlier. You can join that. Just send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. You can find information on that on our website, 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.